Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
But first this afternoon, possibly the most significant cybercrime attack on the Irish state, an international attack by cyber criminal gangs looking for money. Well, that is how Minister of State Usheen Smith described the ransomware attack on the HSE systems overnight, which has caused chaos for some of the health service hospitals and patients today. Well, I'm joined now by RTE science correspondent George Lee and also by Professor Barry O'Sullivan at the School of Computer Science at UCC. And thank you both for joining us this evening. George, I'll start with yourself. I know you were at the NEFA briefing this afternoon. What is the latest that we've heard on this cyber attack?
Obviously, the cyber attack is a significant issue, particularly for testing and tracing. So although vaccinations are able to go ahead, there is disruption in the area of testing and tracing for COVID-19. Just what the chief medical officer would have said about that is that really it's still, people will still be able to go to centres, but they'll be kind of like a walk-in test centres. But that really is about people continuing to stick with the measures, you know, to self-isolate if you have symptoms, to wash your hands, to stick with all the social etiquettes and so on, that they were really important. But there is absolutely no doubt from the HSE that this is quite a challenge in relation to controlling some of the risks of the unusual things which happen and the outbreaks that happen in relation to COVID-19. We have still got a significant number of cases. The daily cases today, I think, was 425 cases were confirmed. And when you think of that, is still a very high level. And although the impact of those cases are lower than what they were before, for instance, there's much lower probability of having to go to hospital because people are protected who would have been in that category, fewer people going to ICU and so on. All of that is fine. But the reality is there's still a lot of cases out there. There will be people getting sick. And what the HSE has said is that from their point of view, they have not been able to carry out the test and tracing arrangements as they were before. That effectively people the system which the GPs were using, which was if you phoned them up with a symptom and said, I'm feeling that I may have a symptom, and they'd say, well, we'll send you for a test, and the GP would do and would book you in for a test. That will not work. That system is now gone. It's down as a result of this ransomware attack.
Okay.
So there is GPs will refer you instead to a walk-in centre and so on. Also, there's a difficulty in terms of getting people their information about whether or not they're positive after a test. That is going to take a lot longer because, again, although the tests are being processed, they have to put in new arrangements with regard to how they're going to inform people about the outcome of those tests. And then for close contacts, if you are a close contact, again, a slower system because they've had to move all of the close contact facilities and workers into two places which are remaining operational. And again, this slows the whole process down. So there's no question that it's difficult.
And what then about the vaccination programme, registering for your vaccination and also getting your vaccine? Is there any indication that any of that will be affected?
In terms of the registration, the portal, the online portal for registration of vaccinations is down. But the vaccination registration is still possible through the HSE live phone line. The number for that is 1850 24 1850. And anybody over the age of 50 who hasn't registered at this stage is still able to register and continue to register. Up until yesterday, there was, I think, of the order of 630 people or something like 1,000 people had registered. So it's going very well in terms of the interest in it. But the portal which was there for people to be able to log on, that is not working. But you're still able to register on that phone line. So everything is quite disrupted. Now, one of the things yesterday, Sarah, there was a description given by the HSE chief executive. It's a colourful description of where we were and in relation to the whole process on COVID-19. He said it's like we're in a match. And he used the soccer analogy where you have forwards, and he said our forwards are scoring huge goals. Our forwards are the vaccination programme. He said we have a very strong midfield which is testing and tracing. And they're dealing with all of the issues which are coming along. They're soaking up all the pressure. They're seeing where the attacks are, and they're snuffing out the pressure when it comes. And the most important thing, he said, was we have these defenders centres, and the line of defence, the best line of defence, is the public's embracing of the public health measure. But what's after happening in effect is that while we're fighting this global pandemic and this vaccine, this virus, some Dr. Evil out there has decided to come up with their own virus, and they've taken out our midfield. They've taken out to some extent or damaged at the halftime point. They've damaged our test and tracing, the solid bit we have in the middle. Now, that's why it's so important. And again, that message would come through here from the NPHET briefing at the Department of Health, for the public to play the defensive role, for the public to be very, very careful, because the midfielders there are a little bit compromised at the moment,
okay.
that test and tracing. So it's about people listening to what Dr. Tony Houlihan would have said here today. You know, be very careful, self-isolate, and stick with all of the
measures.
That
is quite the analogy, George, that you managed to keep going throughout all of that.
Yeah.
Just in terms of, finally then, people who are waiting for their vaccines or are scheduled to get a vaccine over the coming days, is there any indication that that won't happen now, or are there any problems with that?
No, the indications are that if you have an appointment for a vaccine, keep going. Everything will work all right on that front. The vaccination software, our system is slightly different to the HSE core things, although the operation of the website booking system is compromised. But vaccinations go ahead, and the vaccination appointments go ahead. The vaccination centres remain open. And if people want to make arrangements and bookings and haven't done it already, use the phone number. You won't do it online. And I'll just say it again, Sarah, if you let me, it's 1850 24 1850.
That's to register for your vaccine.
Okay. To register for your vaccine.
And sorry, very finally, I don't know if any indication was given today at that press conference as to when services will return to normal, or do they have any indication at this point?
No, they have no indication. We don't know how long this is going to go on for, which is why it's so important for people to remember that one of the core things in there. We had 128,000 test swabs were done last week in Ireland. 128,000. And so how do, and so what the Chief Medical Officer said was that the HSE is working on a way to replace that with walk-in test centres. We had walk-in test centres set up, and they were set up for up to 500 people a day, not 128,000 a week. So it'll be a question of what systems they put in place to make sure we can continue to keep that high level of swabbing going, so that we know where the cases are, so that we can ensure that people do self-isolate and so on. And remember one final thing, is that this is everybody's problem, because there are businesses out there, there could be a coffee shop, there could be some other thing, there could be other retail centres waiting to open. How did they keep everybody safe if the whole issue in relation to testing is compromised? So it is very important that people do remember that right at the moment, for however long it lasts, and hopefully it won't be too long, but we don't know that, that they have to be on their guard.
All right.
Just be careful and protect themselves in relation to the situations they're in and the possibility that they could become infected.
All right, George Lee, thank you very much for joining us with that. The midfield is compromised, as George said there. Barry O'Sullivan is waiting patiently on the line, and thank you for joining us, Barry, this evening. When you hear this being described as a ransomware attack, and also we heard earlier from the HSE it being described as a zero-day attack, what does all of that mean?
Sure. Well, a ransomware attack is an attack where your data is encrypted by some malicious actor, and in order to get access to your data, you have to pay a ransom. Basically, it is exactly what it sounds like it is. So these guys would have gotten onto the network, taken some sensitive data, and now will request some amount of money to be paid for the data to be recovered. And in some cases, ransomware attacks, there's an extra threat in that not only is your data encrypted, but there might be threats to release it to third parties, sell it to third parties, this kind of thing.
Okay, because in this instance, it's data about people's health, really, their personal private health, health data. So it's very sensitive data,
right.
Which nobody would want released or sold. And then the zero-day attack reference, what does the zero-day mean?
Yeah, so basically, you know, just to give you an example, your virus scanner knows what viruses, it will flag a virus when it recognizes something it's seen before. A zero-day attack is simply an attack that hasn't been seen before. So if you have some vulnerability that you weren't aware of, or there's a new approach to a cyber attack, that's what's called a zero-day. So the kind of fingerprints or the characteristics of the attack are new. And so, you know, cybersecurity software might be able to detect this kind of attack. It might be done in a particularly manual way that's that one hasn't been able to defend against. So zero-day attacks are often the most damaging because you've very little defence, if any, against them.
Mm. Oisin Smith, when he was speaking earlier on the News at One, said that this appeared to have been an attempt to lock the HSE out of its own systems in order to steal the data and then try to extract a ransom. Is that how this would ordinarily work then? A virus gets in and then the HSE is locked out, or the body that is under attack is locked out?
Well, as I understand this, this is what's called a Conti attack. This is from the Conti gang. So this is a group that basically very manually, in a very hands-on way, attacks system. So this was very deliberate. You know, this was a group that compromised passwords or got access to the system in a very typical way. But they're the kind of group who they go in, they study the structure of the network, they study how the backups are done, and they very, very carefully and strategically encrypt and damage the system. So this is a nightmare situation for any system administration team. So the people who are at the HSE dealing with this are really in a difficult situation because, of course, first of all, they have to figure out, well, what's compromised. It might be obvious what's compromised because, you know, the software from these people might be on servers that hasn't actually caused any damage. It might be listening. It might be sort of reading emails and messages, if there are any going along. So it's very, very difficult to deal with. And of course, in the back of all of this, it's virtually impossible to recover the data without paying the ransom. And so the other dimension to this is, you know, what will the ransom be, and how will the HSE and the, you know, their advisors, the Garda Síochána and so on, will deal with it. Mm. It is really, really challenging. It's like good old fashioned bank robbery. You know, like, you know, someone has except, unlike bank robbery, you don't see the broken door, you don't know if they've left.
Oh God. This is worse than bank robbery, really, by the sounds of that. The HSE, you mentioned ransom, and the HSE is quoted in the Irish Independent as saying they won't pay any ransom to hackers. What sort of ransom typically would be demanded in instances like this? Is there any precedent for it? Not necessarily.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, there are, internationally, there are precedences. So, so just before Christmas, a well-known electronics company paid about $14 million in ransom. There are retailers who have paid in excess of $2 million in ransom. Sometimes ransomware attacks infect, you know, your own personal PC at home, in which case you might have to pay, you know, smaller amounts. But, you know, essentially these are, the purpose here is extortion to get money. So these are unlikely to be state actors. They're likely to be just criminals, essentially. And my understanding the Conti ransomware group is that they're often hired by third parties just to cause havoc. So the motivation here is money, basically. And the reason why they attack health data and hospital data, and they're doing this increasingly so, is because this data is incredibly sensitive. It's we simply have to have access to it. People's healthcare treatments depend on it. There's enormous amounts of very private and personal and sensitive information. And of course, the people with the pockets who are normally, you know, backing this kind of data are governments. And so, you know, these people think that they can get access to easy money in this way. And I think it's really, really difficult. And it raises sort of another issue around cybersecurity that we don't typically tend to talk about, and that's the whole issue of diplomacy. You know, how do you deal with issues like this? You know, this morning, kind of a nightmarish scenario was unfolding. You know, how do you respond? And these are really, really challenging things on top of all of the other challenges that the health service has to deal with.
Is there any way, do you think there's any way out of it without paying the ransom, or is there a certain inevitability to that?
You know, as much as it pains me to say, I think the ransom will, a ransom will be paid, and this will be paid in probably Bitcoin. You know, cryptocurrencies are very difficult to trace, almost impossible to trace. So again, there's probably a discussion going on about how much that should be. You know, there might be some negotiation going on about how much this should be. But it's hard to see how a ransom could not be paid unless there are unless the HSE is able to recover this data from secure backups, very 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 recent backups, and that the the disruption in the loss of any data isn't significant. But of course, in all likelihood, the disruption will be severe. You know, even a couple of days. You know, if you think of cancer test results, you think of COVID situation. You know, the timeliness of data is absolutely key. So and it's a terrible situation to be in.
It is, absolutely. And Barry, just finally on all of that, you've talked about how complicated all this is likely to be within the computer system as well. We haven't been given any sense of a timeline as to how long it might take to sort out, because I'm not sure the HSE knows yet. Would you have any sense of it? Now, if you can't answer that, I totally understand. But would you have any sense of it at all, how long that might take?
It's days. It could before they're back to full levels of service. It could be numbers of weeks. The problem that they face at the moment is that they don't have control. Okay. You know, they don't have control of the system. What they've probably done, from this morning is simply disconnected all of these computers from the network. They're probably all turned off in those hospitals. You know, people are probably looking at black screens and just trying to understand, well, where is the where is this criminal who has impacted us, and let's get a conversation going to figure out, well, where do we go from here.
All right, Barry O'Sullivan at the School of Computer Science at UCC, thank you for joining us on that, and we will be speaking to the HSE just after 5 o'clock to get the latest in relation to it.